Part 12, Chapter 4. Now would come the usual minor recoil that followed a semi-annual firing. Johnny counted the seconds. He was panting heavily from his sprint. Windsplitter beside him was blowing, trembling. Suddenly, the ground shook. The air was rent with a splintering crash. A flash lit the sky. Recoil? Sounded more like the place had blown up. Johnny scrambled to the top of the cliff and peered over the edge. Too much recoil. By fuse, the nuclear weapons should not have gone off on Cyclo for another 10 seconds. The operations dome was still in the air, flames geysering from it. The network of wires around the platform was melting. Machines in the area were sent skidding. Cyclo operators were tumbled to the earth. Wild, aura-like sheet lightning bloomed over the transshipment sea. The compound domes were rocked, but seemed intact. The concussion was racketing across the plains. It was too soon for the bombs to go off on Cyclo. What had happened? Had they missed their target and landed their lethal cargo on some nearer space? Did this mean Cyclo armament from the home planet could still appear in the sky and crush them? But right now, the question was, had this messed up their assault plans? He looked anxiously toward the row of battle planes. The instant after recoil was their cue. He looked toward the nearby ravines. SCOT teams in camouflage radiation dress were due to sprint out of cover and take position with their weapons. That recoil might also be radioactive. And here he was with no radiation battle suit. Yay! There went the battle planes. 16 of them had been manned, each with a pilot and co-pilot. They had hidden in the planes all night. Keys to them had been placed on each seat. Up soared the battle planes. A blasting, combined roar of heavy motors. 32 Scott pilots and co-pilots. 15 planes peeled off and darted at hypersonic toward their destinations. One plane for each distant mine site on the planet. The mission was to batter and destroy them and prevent a counterattack here. One plane to act as air cover for this central mine site. Radio silence was the watchword. No warning. Johnny looked at the remaining planes on the ground to see whether they had been battered. He noted they were a bit turned. They seemed all right. Wait. Something was wrong. There should be 4 planes left there. They only had 32 pilots and co-pilots, but there were 3 planes left, not 4. He raised himself above the cliff edge again and swept the scene. And there it was. The whole side wall of the morgue had been battered out, and the coffin with which it had been done lay in the rubble. Turl had somehow come to life and hammered his way out of the morgue. Johnny looked up. Where there should have been 1 battle plane up there for this mine site, there were 2. Johnny grabbed for Windsplitter. Something was wrong. The horse had gone lame in its plunge down the cliff. It was 300 yards to those planes. With a glare at the sky, Johnny was running down the hill, putting all his strength into it. A blast rifle spat at him from the compound. He raced on through a cloud of dirt. Where were the assault teams? Had they been knocked flat? Racing, Johnny headed for the nearest battle plane, shots streaking the air about him. More blast rifles were firing from the compound. He got to the plane door and got it half open. A blast rifle shot slammed it shut. He dove under the plane and went in the other door. The key. The key. Where had Angus put this plane's key? He was scrambling through the edges of the seats. The recoil jolt had jarred the key off the seat. A blast rifle splattered a shot onto the windscreen. There was the key, on the floor. The instant before he touched the starters, he heard the chunk of a bazooka go. Then the flailing chatter of assault rifles. The motors barked, and he raised his hands over the console. The plane flashed upward to 2,000 feet. He caught a glimpse of the attack groups moving in. Two bazooka teams, four assault rifle parties. They had been protected in the ravines in which they had crouched all night, covered with anti-heat shields. Johnny flipped on the view screens. Where was Turl?